Stephanie's new guy, a pretty boy with dark skin and azure blue eyes, was, according to her friend, nothing short of an actor working in pornographic cinema. She had already seen a few movies of that genre, even though she preferred the more traditional movies, and the first thing that came to her mind was the disproportionate size of the masculine attributes. She went around in circles in her room, trying to come up with a present that was simple yet pleasant to receive. Being as awkward as she was, she feared her gift would allude to sex, even indirectly. She wondered if those men and women operating in the sex industry talked only of this as trifle, or if they had other conversation topics. Did they bring everything back to sex? Were they always making naughty remarks? Was any word that had the slightest sexual connotation picked up to bring the subject back to sex? Trying to rid her mind of those ludicrous ideas, she dug her head into her hands. How stupid was she? These people were like anybody else, apart from the fact their job was still a little taboo and obscure for the non-initiated. She could have a plumber for her boyfriend, and the man certainly wouldn't have talked about plumbing during dinner. It was late morning when Mathilde pushed herself through the Parisian crowd in search of a present. Wearing black jeans and a t-shirt with a printed Union Jack on the front, stretching over her enticing chest, she went into a wine shop and came out with a reasonably priced vintage Grand Cru. She went to the hairdresser to get her hair cut, thinned and colored. By the end, a magnificent jet black with hints of blue had replaced the mousy brown. She wanted a bit of a change. She took a detour by a little park not far from her place to get some fresh air and look at the ducks pouncing at the breadcrumbs thrown to them by an old man with a face marked by time. The weather was beautiful on this spring weekend. A strange thought came to her mind. How many people at this exact moment were having sex behind all those walls, ensuring their privacy? On a planetary scale, millions, tens of millions, maybe even hundreds of millions. She caught herself smiling, a brilliant smile made even prettier by the superb sunny day. She felt all tingly. Tonight would be unique, she could feel it. Her instinct was rarely wrong, and now that she thought about it, all those little remarks Stephanie had made left no doubt. She knew her friends like the back of her hand, and she sensed that sex was in the cards. She was nervous. She had to admit that the idea of meeting a porn star was tantalizing. But what was Stephanie's plan? She could already picture herself contorting her body into some of the numerous acrobatic positions typical of porn movies. The only porn she had watched had been in the company of ex-boyfriends. At first, she had found it degrading, but then she had developed a taste for it. Unfortunately, her previous partners hadn't turned out to be the stallion she had been waiting for, and many of her desires had stayed at the fantasy stage. Was she finally going to realize one of them by being the sexual partner of a porn star? Something else captivated her, the enormous member she had in her mind. She wondered how an engine of that size could penetrate such a little hole, especially from behind. Suddenly, she started getting wet, a slightly syrupy fluid flooding her knickers. On her way back, she stopped at a little Turkish restaurant and gobbled down a kebab as she walked briskly, her head in the clouds. Once inside her apartment, she took a cold shower to calm her eagerness and then slipped on some new lingerie. She scoured through her wardrobe for an appropriate outfit for an evening that promised to be full of emotions. Her persisting hunch told whispered to her the small and private dinner would be enjoyable. She hesitated for a while, torn between the desire to please and the fear of being too sexy. In the end, she opted for a little sleeveless blouse, slightly low-cut and showing the base of her breasts, and a skirt that fell to her knees with a slit down the sides. The skirt was charcoal black and the top a light gray color with a delicate Asian print. She doused herself in Guerlain, a delicious, fruity perfume that had been gifted to her by Claire, her dear cousin from Bretagne, whom she adored even though they only saw each other very rarely. These two had been up to no good. But now, when she came to Paris, the two women liked to stroll down the busy paths of the flea markets during the day and the bright street of Pigalle at night. Mathilde wondered what Claire would think of her evening plans if she knew. Would she judge her or urge her on? She decided to follow her fluttering body's instinct, the one she had since Stephanie called. She put on some makeup, avoided going overboard, then sat on her little imitation leather couch, which she had tracked down at an attractive price online, and sat there sipping a hot-flavored coffee.